Democrats outnumber Republicans 6-1 in Philadelphia, so Ed Nielsen, with the backing of the majority party, handily defeated Matt Wolf of the GOP and Nikki Allen Poe, the Libertarian. Nielsen says he fought if he was running behind the whole time.
I worked hard, and I went across the city through this whole campaign. I mean, I went to probably a little over 100 divisions I visited, Northeast, to Germantown, Mount Airy. I went all over. So I'm excited, but I worked hard. I don't take nothing for granted.
Nielsen says school funding will be his first priority once he's sworn into the job.
As we go through this transition, I want to work with Council President Clark, along with the other members of the State Senate and the State House, to make sure that we get a fair funding for them and we get some money for our schools. It's an important issue we all face.
Nielsen will have to wait for the results to be certified before he can be sworn into office, and he will have to resign his State House seat as well. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.